This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion here on Wednesday. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
We're seeing a bit of weakness here in the overnight market. Technically, the corn market, you know, the market kind of surged pretty early yesterday, and then kind of late in the session, we backed off. Maybe a little bit of backfill follow through here in the overnight session. I do not think the selling is going to get overwhelming, plain and simple, Mark. I wouldn't be surprised if we firm up toward the latter part of the trading day. And the reason being is the models in the heat is building, especially in the western Corn Belt. The 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day are both calling for below normal rainfall and above to very much above normal temperatures, 5 to 10 degrees above normal as we move into August. You know, August are make or break time for beans traditionally, so that should keep a bit under the beans. And even the corn, a bulk of this corn crop, Mark, has made it through the critical pollination period. But those warm days, dry and cool, you know, warm days, even worse, warm nights, it will have a negative impact on the yield potential of corn as well. So I think until this market gets a better handle of what potential damage could develop due to this heat, I think you're going to see the selling be a little bit limited, and you could see some actually buying of dips by the funds who are going to liquidate out of some of that short position.
Did you think that earlier this week on Monday when we saw the big price movement to the upside nearly across the board, was that totally weather-related? Did you think there were any other external factors?
Well, I think definitely the weather flipping over the weekend definitely had something to do with it. I do think some of it probably had to do with the shakeup in the presidential race. I think when you look when President Biden had withdrawn from the race, and it looks like Kamala is the vice president, is going to be the Democratic candidate. It reshuffled the deck.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn up a half cent at 403 even. August soybeans down a penny at 1116 and a half. August soybean meal up 80 cents at 343.50. August soybean oil down 38 cents at 46.28. On the Merck, August live cattle up 27 cents at 186.57. August feeder cattle down 35 cents at 258.40. August lean hogs up 7 cents at 93.72. August pork cutout up 67 cents at 103.80. Class 3 milk is up 23 cents at 20.49. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.